You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Jeff Billard, and you're listening to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The Saga of the European King. Chapter 17. The inside of this dugong is unpleasant and wet.
Like a lot of people, Colonel Glofist had known the king since they were children. It paid to have known the king for so long, and he was currently one of the most powerful people in Europe. He was not only figuratively powerful, but literally powerful too. He'd gone to magic public school to learn magic, and had then been inducted into the very exclusive Order of the Arc Magi. He was so powerful that he had made himself horrendously obese by accident and couldn't change himself back. He'd also managed to find himself inside a gigantic dugong. How had he done that? So he did what he had done every morning for the past year. He lit a Brighto spell and took out a roll of parchment from the waterproof bag that he'd made. He then cursed how damp everything had become in the night, dipped his quill in dugong blood, and wrote his log.
D-400 sits the wreck. Despite my dreams, I remain alive. Today I shall make a good fist of my endurance and continue my search of the distal ilium. I may also try and sew a new bag out of the strips of villi that I scavenged yesterday. I fear for my charge, the young prince. Though he stands by me as my loyal ward and apprentice, he's...
Good morning, prince. Did you sleep well?
I slept horribly.
Well, that's to be expected.
Will we go home today?
Yes, yes, today's the day that we go home.
I don't want to live inside the dugong anymore.
Today's the day, Prince, today's the day. Come now, morning ablutions.
Is it morning?
Who could say?
Colonel Glofist washed his face in slime, tried a rep, brushed his teeth with a clump of microvillae on the end of a splinter of bone, and cast an in media reso spell to get the prince's spirits up. They flashed back to a happier day, a day when they did not live inside of a gigantic dugong, when the colonel knew the sweet touch of Queen Mab, who tolerated him dearly. They passed their days in languorous bliss around the Castile Van Laken, attending to minor affairs of state as they waited for the king to return. The sun shone on real mornings, the summer days were endless, and people came to visit.
Phew! Well, can't lay around in bed all day.
Well, we can. I mean, I can make this bed as big as the city, and we could roll about as we attend to the paperwork.
No, literally, your license to kick ass is going to expire for the day, and I want you out of here before you get all fat and suffer a heart attack and die.
Say what you really feel, why don't you? Fine.
Oh,
fine, I'm out of here, since that's what you want. Ugh.
You can come back when you snap back into shape.
Socks.
Glofist.
What?
Come here. Send that sexy page in when you're on the way out. Oh, don't look at me like that. I just want to check the headlines.
Check the headline? You want to check into a... Oh.
You wanted to see me, Mum?
Well, what's the score?
Oh, well, Axe Wound has still not returned.
Oh, well, there's a big surprise. Do we not have any better trackers?
The Axe Wounds are eclipsed only by Ibrahim the Mantis, but he does not want to be found.
Smashing. Fantastic. Anything else?
There's a visitor and Sally has her Necro Ninja clan around for a training session.
Necro Ninjas. Oh, God.
Are they in the house? Yes. Right, fair enough. Just shut the doors. We'll hope for the best. What else? What's going on? What aren't you telling me?
Open your trap and spit it out.
Terathor's on his way?
Terathor? What an honour. Is he rampaging?
He is, Mum.
Glowfist!
What?
Have you gotten fat, suffered a heart attack and died yet?
Not yet.
Good. Can you nip out and kill Terathor before you do?
Give it a try.
Sorted. You see that? Exploit your lovers. That's how it's done. Speaking of which, oh dear. Looks like I dropped something. You'd better pick it up.
Yes. All right.
No. Stay down there.
Yes, of course.
I've got all day.
Sally Minefield was another person who had known the king since they were children. Her fortunes, since then, had been a mixed bag. She hadn't been sent to magic public school to learn magic, like Colonel Glowfist. She had been put into thieving grammar school to learn thieving. She joined the King's Adventure Team, but it turned out they didn't actually need that much thieving done. Whenever stealth was called for, the King preferred to have Colonel Glowfist blow everything up instead. Sally languished at the bottom of the roster, dying frequently. While she never rose to become a great thief, the dying did force her into an entirely different skill set. She now enjoyed a purpose and a social group outside of the King's. She was currently training hard with the elite squad of mystic deadly assassins that she joined.
You see, my reading on Helen was that she was powerless to escape the male war economy that requires her presence to give meaning to its conflicts. And so she translates her desire for her old life into a death wish that expresses both culturally induced masochism and the intensity of her resistance to her own entanglement in the warrior's plots. You know, in fact, one could think of Helen as like...
as a victim.
Yeah, as like a sleeping beauty whom Archer declines to awaken because he's too attached to...
Fear! Fools! The blackest night of terror is upon you, for I am upon you! I am my army of Hydrozoa men from the Cloud Kingdom!
Hydrozoa men?
Yes, they're related to jellyfish, but often form a sort of colony organism. These ones live in the upper atmosphere.
Yeah, that's kind of bottom of the barrel, isn't it?
I thought I told you to cower in fear!
You've just crushed the dojo full of the deadliest Necro Ninja in the world, right in the middle of a training
session. You became a Necro Ninja?
Yeah, I dual class, just like you said I should. It's really working out well so far.
Oh, well, that's great. That's good. Yeah. Is the king home?
It's all right now. It's all right. I'm here now.
Aha! So the puny wizardling shares his face. And you brought your pathetic little sidekick along with you too.
I'm here to kill you with magic, Terathor.
Oh, too cute.
Now remember what we talked about, Prince. Fire spell. Remember the fire road spell? You did the fire spell yesterday, didn't you, Prince? Little more, Prince.
Wait, hang on.
Not even you can stand against the might of my Hydrozoa man! Oh, come on!
Oh, sorry, Terathor, didn't mean to toss all your sponges out the bar.
They weren't sponges, they were Hydrozoa.
Pretty sure those were sponges. Come on, Prince, do the spell. Do the spell and I can kill it.
I can't!
Come back, Prince!
Well, the king appreciated the brilliance of seducing the Hydrozoa man.
How exactly do you seduce a sponge?
They're not...
Terathor, the king's not here. Go away.
I thought maybe he'd be back by now.
He's not. Sorry.
But I went to all this effort.
Oh, no. What's happening? Oh.
Did Did you really, though? Are jellyfish people from the sky a lot of effort?
That's the ticket. That's the old diggy boy. Got to go. Sorry.
The king's not giving me anything to play off of.
I know. But Axe is out looking for him. He's got those Celtic tracking instincts of his. And he went with Go Go Gorilla.
I don't know that.
Oh, he's a crime-solving ape with springs in his shoes.
Oh, my snakes! What happened to him? Ah! Why did he get so fat? Oh. I really wish I hadn't seen that.
I know. It just kind of happens. I mean, he's kind of let himself go, but he's got a license to kick ass, and he uses it every day to... Somebody fetch Father Figaro!
Maybe I should go hang out somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Aurak, man, and his wretched bull boys. Well, they've been a major nuisance. They've been hitting my factories and burning them to the ground. They even killed one of my lieutenants.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. Which henchman was it?
Probably Sally.
I don't know, Skunky or Flea Market or something. I honestly lose track.
Sally, where's the colonel?
He's over there, Father. His heart's just stopped. You should be fine.
But I spent a lot of time on the Hydrozoa, and I didn't want to waste it on someone like Aurak, man. He's he's just a cheap knockoff.
Well, Terra thought... If you ever need a... Now!
Oh, it's like a robot double.
Oh, robot double, of course. Pass me the head, Jen.
So fetch.
Can you still hear me, Terathor?
Loud and clear, Miss Fancy Moves.
Well, look, I don't want this to sound mean, but maybe it's time you moved on.
You may be right. Maybe it's time I just... executed my grand plan!
Yeah, why not? That'll keep you occupied.
Yeah! Something to do. Okay, heads explode now. Bye!
Oh, bye!
The situation was complicated and called for a debriefing. Queen Mav poured out a big bowl of Skittles and took court in the Grand Hall with the King's closest advisors and companions, a lot of which... had known him since childhood.
So, Terathar's still kicking.
Yeah, sorry, but I think he's ready to move on to other things.
Yeah, that's how I always deal with my enemies. I let them get bored and wander off.
Look, I killed his robot double and stopped his rampage. What do you want?
We should go to his house, knock on his door, and kill him.
We don't know where he lives.
Oh, come on. He wears purple and has a glowing eye. He's not that hard to find. I've got a list here of places he's been seen. He runs an office building in Spain.
It's dark Spain. We can't go there.
Why not?
Well, the king's going to annex it back after we've finished with winter.
Look, it says here that Terathor also owns and operates a chain of holiday camps. Yeah, we're still pretending those are secrets.
All of his henchmen who don't tend to blend into a crowd are the staff. One of them's a literal skunk person. It's not a secret!
Look, we can't go on the offensive against Terathor. Not without the king.
Can you imagine how he'd feel if he came home and we were all, oh, we killed Terathor, who you've known since childhood, in cold blood?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he'd feel relieved?
Brought Father Figaro here, ma'am.
Father! Glad you could make it. Take a seat. Take some Skittles.
I managed to stabilize him before he died this time.
Brilliant. You're getting better at that every day.
I don't know why he needs his license to kick ass every day.
No, I dare say you don't. Now, everybody's here. I think it's high time we got more proactive, don't you? We can't be sitting on our arses waiting for Terathor to show up every 2 weeks. We're not doing a good job killing Winter at this rate.
Yeah, we might have to put that one on the back burner for a while.
Queen Mab, I have a question.
Shoot.
Who put you in charge, exactly?
Am I in charge?
Well, you're certainly acting like you are.
Oh, yeah. Who am I? Only the king's daughter-in-law.
Well, not yet, you aren't.
Oh, right, gotcha. Well, let's put the boy on the throne. Prince, do you want to run a Europe? No, thank you.
Well, the king was in power when he was prince's age.
Right, well, in the absence of any willing adults...
There's Colonel Glowfish.
He's dead for half the day.
And why is that?
This isn't getting anything done. As it happens, we had a visitor this morning, and while everybody was playing with Terathor, I had a listen to what he had to say. Who was it? Chuckwalla, in you come.
Oh, no, not him.
Oh, you've met, have you?
Met? We can't get rid of that dirty little spy.
Father Figaro, I am well bathed.
I think he means dirt in a figurative sense, Chuckwalla.
I understand.
He's been spying on the king since they were children. He's from some dump of a country that we've never even heard of.
Chuckwalla, have you been spying on the king recently?
I have. That is my job.
Chuckwalla knows where the king is.
He has been captured by the Vikingers.
That's impossible. The Vikings left Europe long ago.
No, not Vikings. Vikingers.
There's no such thing as a Vikinger. You're making it up. You're making up stories, you scrawny little brat.
The Vikinger are descendants of the Vikings who displaced our neighbors to the south after a bloody conquest.
Where were your neighbors?
3,000 kilometers over the ocean to the west.
Right, so we're going to need a big boat. Little Louis, I understand you're the man to speak to when it comes to walloping great vessels of improbable size.
You're too kind. There's only one boat that I know of that could make such a journey. The king kept it docked in Portugal and crewed in case of an emergency stag party.
The badass bachelor boat. Right, could a party boat sail 3,000 kilometers across the ocean?
Oh, this baby is a refitted Viking boat, 1718. It could take a bachelor party with all supplies to the Middle Kingdom and back 16 times.
Well, send word to the captain that the adventure team will be boarding his good boat.
I am the captain, ma'am.
Oh, well, that's nice and neat, isn't it? Right then, pack your bags, everybody. You're going to sea.
I'm sorry. We're going.
Well, if you want to, of course. But there's none as capable as you lot in Glowfist, unless you want little Louis here to face the hordes of Vikingka all by himself.
She jokes.
I don't think we can just leave you here unsupervised.
Why not?
Well, you're one of you're not qualified.
Oh, really? Hands up here, who's run a sovereign nation before? Who's got that on their CV?
Well, I ran Portugal until it became known as Tacky Spain.
Right, so the tiny hairy man driving the boat could probably do it, or me, you know, who's had a long and prosperous reign over a much more troubled and less wealthy country, I could give it a crack. You know, I already got your army back, or what was left of it, and I sorted out things in Luxembourg, didn't I? Maybe you could let the bird do it again. How's that for an idea? Pinycone! Pinycone! Come here, Pinycone. It's time for you to do another stellar job as custodian.
Pinycone! Pinycone! Emigrant all of Europe!
Yeah, Pinycone, you can take him with you as well. Oh no, Mab, not in a confined space, please. He's either going with you or I'm gonna have to, you know, let him go. Gobby horror.
And so, Sally Minefield, Father Figaro, Colonel Glowfist, Prince, Chuckwalla, Pinycone, Gappy the Magic Reindeer, and Little Louis, Duke of Portugal, travelled to the legendary shipyards of Portugal, where naval supremacy had leaked into the soil as a result of a battleship spillage centuries earlier. The glittering jewel in Portugal's fleet was the badass bachelor boat, which the King rescue team loaded up with their items and supplies. Queen Mav came along to see them off.
You know, I'm still not sure about you taking the boy. Well, the king said that he wanted him always to be by Glowfist's side.
I need to make him somewhat magic by the time we find the king. Yes, a good dose of adventure is healthy for the boy. While when the king was his age, he was running about, getting up to all sorts of mischief.
Right, yes. It's nothing to do with not leaving him with me, is it?
No!
No, you're not worried about me jumping the bones of a 6-year-old then.
7.
Well, time to go.
Hey, kiddo, come here.
Yes?
Make sure the fat man does his reps while he's on the boat, won't you?
He doesn't do any reps.
Prince, come. Time to go.
But
time to go.
Of course, a few weeks into the voyage, the badass bachelor boat and all its crew was eaten by the gigantic dugong that lived in the seas beyond the shallows. Its name was Flapjack. Not that anybody ever asked. Colonel Glofis fought bravely against the beast, but he'd left his wallet in his other slacks and so had lost his license to kick ass. Then followed more than a year of crawling through Flapjack's digestive tract, searching for his missing slacks.
Today's the day. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today's the day, it is.
Yes.
Wait. What? Could you hear that?
That's just the normal sound.
No, it's softer than that. Prince, burn a hole through there, will you?
Okay. Hang on a second.
Hurry up, Prince. Oh, on to it. Burn!
I wanted to do that, Glowfist.
Oh, look at you, you magnificent creature. How did you survive down here?
Let me see. I can't see.
Let me lift you up. It's Gabby. We found Gabby.
I missed Gabby. He's not a usual reindeer. He's a magic one.
Today's the day, Prince.
Today's the day. A bright, shining morning.
It was actually nighttime. And that's the end of chapter 17.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine, a journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed, worlds of the supernatural, worlds of dark satire, worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.